And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Man died after a shooting outside a Kansas City gym last night. This happened at Ward Parkway Center about 9:45 outside the Genesis Health Club. Police said a man came out of the gym and a black man wearing a white t-shirt began firing at him. Man tried to run away. The suspect chased after him, continuing to shoot until he was hit. Police found the man on the sidewalk with no signs of life. Suspect fled the area in a dark-colored vehicle. A Denver-based cannabis marketer and supplier has something special in the works for the royal wedding. LeafBuyer.com will soon offer a cannabis strain called Markle Sparkle. The strain is for medical use to treat things like insomnia and anxiety, which the royal bride-to-be might be feeling. The first batch of Markle Sparkle won't be ready in time to help consumers celebrate the royal wedding on Saturday, but it will be available at the start of June.
Did they say if that is a wedding gift?
I don't know that it's a gift for the royal couple. It won't be ready in time if it is. Honeymoon. YouTube going to launch its music streaming service next week. Company announced yesterday that YouTube Music will go live on May 22nd. Streaming music platform is designed to compete with services such as Spotify and Apple Music. The paid tier is going to be called YouTube Music Premium, and it's going to cost $9.99 a month. And Entenmann's is giving $5,000 to whoever loves donuts the most. The pastry company is holding a nationwide contest to find their new chief donut officer. Contestants have to say what they love about the donuts and share their ideas for product innovation. Whoever wins the honorary title of chief donut officer will also get $5,000 and a year's supply of Entenmann's donuts.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's my favorite day of the week. Thursday means throwback throwdown, my friends. As the show gets underway for the 17th of May, good morning to you. So you can choose today between, this is a good one.
I haven't even heard. I don't know everybody's choices yet.
I think this is really good. So here's Shaylee's today. New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. That is a good old standby from LFO, the Summer Girls. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. You can choose from Joey's. Alanis Morissette wants to pick your pocket.
I always think of Dave Coulier every time I hear her. She dated him.
Right?
It could be Matthew LeBlanc. I've heard rumors on that one.
Oh.
Is that right? Wow.
It was a video on Crack just about, like, You Ought to Know and all the guys it could be about. It was really interesting.
You can choose from my song this morning. That's my theme song right there. What a man. And Jen is in vacation mode already with her choice this morning, Lindsey Buckingham.
Family and I heading out on a 9-day road trip to the Grand Canyon next week. Leaving Friday, the second they get out of school, this song will be the first one played.
So there you go. Twitter, text, or Facebook comment, and you can vote on today's Throwback Throwdown song. We'll play the winner right before 9 a.m.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Looks like you and I have an early fight on Facebook for the Throwback Throwdown.
Hi, you can vote by commenting on Facebook. You can tweet us. You can use the text line 816-576-7102. But right now, trying to get the answer to Jen's impossible question. Bare Naked Ladies tickets up for grabs if you get it right. 45% of people say this is on their bucket list. What is it?
Okay, let's go for the bucket list calls here. We'll start in Lee Summit. Here's Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
All right, what's on the bucket list everybody wants to do?
Skydiving.
It's not skydiving, but you're not too far off.
Alrighty, thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Olathe, here's Savannah. Good morning, Savannah.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I was going to say skydiving, but that's not it. So
Stay up in the air with that.
So maybe bungee jumping?
No, not bungee jumping.
Oh, I've got a good answer for this. Thank you, Savannah. Ray Moore, here's Connie. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
Connie, what are we talking about? What's on the bucket list?
Well, something I want to do is a hot air balloon ride.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh.
All right.
It is. Why did you buzz that, Brian?
Well, I guess it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
It is a hot air balloon ride. I think they're really cool to look at, but I'm going to be honest, it scares me.
Oh, I would love it.
I'm just scared of heights, and it would freak me out. Yeah. Well, I hope you get to do it someday. You won't be doing it June 2nd because you'll be busy seeing the Bare Naked Ladies, Better Than Ezra, and KT Tunstall. You're going to be at Starlight.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Joey will get you all hooked up with the tickets.
Are you sure Join the Mile High Club wasn't on there?
No.
You said stay up in the air. I thought maybe that was it. That's what I was hoping for.
I wouldn't have been that obvious. Stay up in the air.
It's a fun.
Come on now.
45% of people. I thought maybe that's what they're going for.
Wow. And now we know what's on Brian Trudeau's bucket list.
I'm just saying, if you're going bucket list and people are going all out for whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe that was the case.
Yeah, no, okay. It explains a lot about you.
No.
Hey, you got a huge concert announcement this morning.
Huge
concert announcement. Stay with us at 8 o'clock for that. Your first shot to win tickets to it, too.
And the Throwback Throwdown is on. The four songs you have to choose from today. We play the winner back at 9 a.m. It is the Throwback Throwdown we do every Thursday morning. This is Shaylee's pick. It's LFO's Summer Girls. Joey picked the Alanis Morissette. Got a hand in my pocket. Jim is going on a vacation.
I got a Twitter vote. JT said, since I'm essentially heading to Wally World in a couple of weeks, I'm going with Jen this time. There you go.
Moose out front should have told you. Or you can choose mine. The old salt and pepper, what a man. It's getting a good run around here. Kelly voted for it on Facebook. Jim Marshall, Mitch Bartlett,
I always
Tracy.
Love the people who are torn. Ashley said, I'm torn. Family vacation or my childhood? Wish I could vote for both.
Yeah, well, if you vote for Trudeau, it's a good vote today. So there you go. We'll lobby people for the votes.
Do what you gotta do.
And by the way, Sheely on my text said, totally thought the Mile High Club as well. On the bucket list.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
It'll still be 2 days till we send wasabi.
Laurel.
Stop.
Last night before the, I was going to watch the NBA game, the Rockets, and they were doing the Yanni or Laurel on the NBA pregame show with Shaq and Charles Barkley and everything. And they were playing it, and Danielle comes up and she goes, man, I don't know why they're doing this. I've heard Laurel all day. And then she stops and she goes, wait a second. I just heard Yanni that whole time, that they're playing it on the show. And I go, are you serious? And it was completely different for her. It was so weird.
I played
it
for a friend of mine yesterday afternoon. She had no idea what I was talking about. So I pulled it up on my phone, and it was the first time I had listened to it on my phone, and I completely heard Yanni. And I was like,
did you
yes.
really? No way.
But it was only on my phone, so I'm convinced that there are two different versions going around just to mess with everyone's minds.
But I'm hearing Laurel. They're playing it on TNT, and she's hearing Yanni. And whoever texted yesterday and said science is stupid.
Yes.
That's, you're right.
That's absolutely
right. Because science.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Celebrating birthdays today. From Full and Fuller House, actor and comedian Bob Saget is 62. From New Kids on the Block, singer Jordan Knight is 48. And from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, also a member of the group Escape, singer Candy Burris is 42. Escape is coming to the Sprint Center. They're going to be here along with Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV. That show is July 5th. We will be giving away a bunch of tickets to that. Just keep listening for your chance to win those.
That is a pretty fantastic show.
I have seen all of those. I remember seeing Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV in Wichita when I was in college. Back in 1995,
is
I want
right?
to say it was. Yep. Good show. Chrissy Teigen has another baby with her husband, singer John Legend. She announced the birth on Twitter, saying, somebody's here, with some baby bottle emojis. She had shared that she was pregnant back in November after undergoing a frozen embryo transfer. The newborn is a boy, joining his two-year-old big sister, Luna. Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, was a guest on her show and took responsibility for leaving several A-list celebrities off the guest list for Ellen's recent big birthday party.
While I was doing all of this, I also was planning her birthday, and I need to say this on the air. So it was up to me to do the guest list, and I may have left a couple of very important people off of the guest. It's my fault.
Good.
That's what I want to say.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jane Fonda.
Yeah. There were a couple of people that were so mad.
My idol, and I forgot her. Heidi Klum, you make the best swimsuits ever. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I know. There were a lot of people that are coming up to me going, I heard your birthday party was good. And I'm like,
not her fault.
She did it.
My fault.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, we had said something to her, but now it makes more sense why we didn't get invited.
Of course.
I mean, Jane Fonda, Heidi Klum, us, a lot of people got left
out. Portia, she's busy.
Yeah.
I mean, Ellen and I are birthday buddies. I figured I was going to at least get an invite.
Oh, well, see, again, it's not our fault. We got forgotten with Jane Fonda. It's
and
okay.
She was, Portia was doing Arrested Development 5, season 5, right, Joey?
Yeah. I'll forgive her. I'm really excited for that at the end of the month.
And which I just read, they're splitting into 2 seasons. Somehow, they're going to split it apart.
Oh.
We do have a big concert announcement coming up in just over an hour. We will make that right around 8 o'clock this morning, and we will have your first chance to win tickets to that. That's going to be one of those shows where everybody is going to be talking about it later today. So make sure you're listening at 8, and give KC102.1 a like on Facebook so you make sure you don't miss any concert announcements. A lot of people last night were guessing what our announcement is going to be, mm-hmm. and it was funny because like somebody said Elton John. I said, well, we already announced that one.
Yeah.
Then somebody said Jesse McCartney. No, we've already been giving away tickets to that all week.
It's coming
to a lot of them we had already announced, but make your guesses now on Facebook. We'll see if you're right at 8 o'clock. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
Look, the scientist says there's a reason why we hear something different in Yanni versus Laurel. I knew that.
It turns out that the different speech sounds we hear depend on what frequencies are in those sounds. And the difference between Laurel and Yanni is whether the information is low frequency, like Laurel, or high frequency, like Yanni.
So different people hear different stuff.
I think we determined that yesterday.
Laurel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's, you hear Laurel.
That's
much?
Laurel. Yeah. And again, science is just stupid.
That's true. All right, today is a new kid's birthday. You can choose in the Throwback Throwdown Shaylee's song, which mentions new kids from LFO Summer Girls. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I gotta admit, that's been on my list. I like that song a lot.
I do not.
I love that song.
I'm sorry, I don't.
You could choose Joey's song from Alanis Morissette. My song from Salt and Pepper.
Ryan solidly in the lead based on Facebook voting, which you can do right now.
You think so? You're getting a lot of text votes.
No. Yeah, but you are, way ahead on Facebook.
And Jen's. You may not know it by the title alone, but you know it, and you love it from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Heading out to the Grand Canyon next week. Get my playlist ready.
Vote now, and as always on Throwback Throwdown, we play the winning song in its entirety before 9 a.m. before the end of the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Elton John will be performing at the royal wedding this weekend. He's been close with the royal family for a long time, sang a tribute to Princess Diana at her funeral. It's unclear if he'll be performing at Saturday's church ceremony or the reception later on. He originally had shows booked in Vegas this weekend, but rescheduled those a few months ago.
I knew it. They were going to pull him in. Last night I was watching. There was a documentary about Princess Di and Charles and their wedding, a timeline, just blow by blow of the day. Got me sucked in. I'm ready.
Do you know what I find so interesting is my timeline on Facebook is so split. It's just like the Laurel and Yanni thing, where people, half the people are like, I could not care less about this stupid royal wedding. And then half the people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so ready for Saturday morning. Let's get up early.
Yes.
Everyone is so divided on this.
I think the show's divided, right? Well, Shaylee and I are excited.
You're out of your minds excited. Right? I will probably check out her dress. I'm not going to wake up early to do it.
Yeah. Joey, come on.
I'll probably be asleep or driving here.
There you go.
No, yeah, true.
I'm more interested that you are enjoying both the royal documentary and then watching the basketball game. I just think that's fascinating to me.
Look, what a man. I can go between both.
The spices of life.
That's right. I like it. Yes.
Meanwhile, our Royals went on to lose 5-3 to the Rays at Kauffman yesterday. They are off today. They welcome the AL East leading Yankees to the K tomorrow night for the start of a 3-game series. A college-bound teenager in Southern California is heartbroken after discovering he was left out of his senior high school yearbook. Honor student Kobe Diaz is one of 5 high school students there missing from the yearbook. School district says there was a slight mix-up between the school and the yearbook company. The teens have been offered a corrected yearbook and then 100 stickers with their name and picture on it to be placed in their friends' yearbooks when they sign their name. I mean, it's bad enough. Like, I was left out of high school. Like, let's be real. If you went to Piper with me, you had no idea who I was. But this poor kid, these kids literally left out.
We're going to give you some stickers so you can put your own name in the yearbook. Now, we're going to a graduation tonight. I've got to maybe talk about this later. There are rules at the graduation for the audience, not just the kids graduating tonight.
Okay. I assume, is this with, like, noisemakers and how much noise you can make when they're
walking? No, I'm talking about, like, dress code. We have a dress code. We have a behavior code. Yes.
Oh, we're getting into that next.
Oh, it's crazy.
And a 25-year-old gamed the Dallas school system and posed as a high school student so he could play basketball. Check this out. This kid, Sydney Gilstrap Portley, was arrested Friday after authorities say he pretended to be 17-year-old Rashawn Richardson, enrolled at two different high schools, first at Skyline in August and then Hillcrest in October, so that he could join the school's basketball team. He was voted District 11 5A's Offensive Player of the Year. This kid was on scouting reports. He scored 34 points in one game. I saw all of this. How did he pull it off? Well, he reportedly said he'd been left homeless by Hurricane Harvey and came to Dallas alone. The district admits that students who've been through a natural disaster or are homeless aren't asked for the same documentation that's typically required. Scammed his way in with just immunization and physical records. By the way, also dated a 14-year-old classmate.
Oh, that's great.
While he was there. 25 years old. Great basketball player, though. Huge scholarship offers. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
I think it's closer than Jen gives credit for. Throwback Throwdown right now on Facebook, Twitter, or text. You can vote for your fave. I was looking through the Facebook votes. I think it's close. You say I'm running away with it. I don't think that's the case.
Shaylee's getting a ton of love on Facebook for her pick, too.
That's true. You can vote there. Here is Jen's Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham. He's not in Fleetwood Mac this year, so he's got plenty of time.
Plenty of time to perform this for us.
Here's Shaylee's. Two kids on the block, had a bunch of hits, Chinese. Oh, that is a jam. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. You vote for Joey's, Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket.
Alanis got some love on This Is Us. Go back and watch that episode, Joey.
I might have to. I absolutely love Alanis.
And you can vote for mine, Salt and Pepper's What a Man. Thank you, text line. A lot of kids were conceived to that one. All right, well, there is a thing as TMI, and I think we can leave that off. Thank you. So vote for your favorite. We'll play the winner back before 9 a.m. today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is graduation time.
These pictures are all over Facebook. Good friend of mine, her little girl, who used to babysit my little girls, just graduated from Shawnee Mission East. Now she's all grown up and beautiful.
A lot of kids walking this past weekend, this weekend. We have a graduation tonight, as a matter of fact. And we received the invite in the mail. And along with that was a card outlining the rules for us.
From the school? From the parents?
From the school or the school district, right?
Okay.
So this is our nephew's graduating from Green Valley High School. So we were told that we have to wear, there's a dress code for tonight's graduation. We have to wear slacks.
Okay.
And only senior citizens can get away with tennis shoes.
Stop.
So we have to wear dress shoes or for the ladies, heels or nice shoes, right?
Where is the graduation? Is it at a gym, at a facility, at a nice place?
At their school, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going there tonight. But it said only senior citizens can get away with the tennis shoes. I'm like, wait, what? What?
And who's going to police that?
We have to wear slacks. We can't get up and leave during the ceremony.
Okay.
And so, but I'm drinking the supplements and everything. I've got to pee every 5 minutes. So, I mean, once the thing begins, there's 350 kids.
Oh, no.
Am I not going to be able to get up to pee during this whole thing?
You're in it for a hot minute if there's 350 kids.
And Addy? I mean, Addy can't sit through anything without going three times.
You better sit at the back, son.
No noisemakers, of course.
Yeah.
No cheering. No crazy stuff. Don't stand in the aisle. Only take your pictures when you're supposed to.
Is it just me, or does every single graduation, they say, do not clap for your individual graduate. Wait, and please hold your applause until the end, and nobody does.
Well, nobody, yes, right.
Nobody.
Nobody abides by that, sure.
One of my friends was like, my kid's graduating. I don't even want to go. It's going to be so long, and you're just going to sit there. I remember not wanting to go to my college graduation because, again, there's 5 gadrillion people graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, just give me the paper.
That's why I skipped it, Jen.
That's right. Joey didn't even go to college graduation.
Yeah, you told us that last week.
It's so long.
Right. You know, my brother at Shawnee Mission West had 600 and some people. I remember sitting through that when he graduated going, this is going to take till midnight. Holy cow.
We had 51 in my tiny little class, Smoky Valley High School, class of 93 in Lindsberg, Kansas. We had 51 in my graduating class.
Wow.
Which was good because we were all hungover. That ceremony needed to be quick. I'm not going to lie. It was not good.
Well, so, I mean, I guess I have to dress up for tonight.
Yeah,
I guess
you
that's
do.
The deal.
Man, are there other rules? What are rules you're supposed to be following at graduations? 816-576-7102. You can text or call. I know my nieces, they only were allowed 4 tickets for graduation because it was
space.
So many.
Oh, sure.
So then you've got mom, dad. Well, who else gets to go? Which grandma do you pick? Mm-hmm. Which grandpa? Like, it was a huge battle over who got those 4 tickets.
You would draw straws?
Yes.
Playing games?
Meanwhile, I'm like, not me. I'm out. I ain't sitting through that.
Actually, it saves me, right?
That's right.
I want to know if anybody's been kicked out of a graduation. How closely do they enforce these things is what I want to know. Like if I show up wearing tennis shoes tonight, are they really going,
oh,
like,
please.
You're out of here.
Please go in flip-flops.
What, do they have a bouncer? I mean,
save yourself.
The graduation bouncer.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Graduation time rolls around for a lot of the kids out there. Graduation ceremonies are coming up with rules for the people who actually watch the ceremony.
Text or call 816-576-7102 from the text line. I was brought up thinking and knowing that you dress up to honor the graduates.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Somebody else agrees with that. Said it's time for the adults to be an example. You can put down your blue jeans and your t-shirt and tennis shoes for one night and dress up and look decent for once. We've had these rules at our school for years. And yes, they don't let you in with tennis shoes. And I'm all for it.
Oh, wow. Nice. 816-576-7102. Cheryl, you actually saw somebody turned away because of dress code?
Yeah, we had a lot of trouble when my sons graduated from Raytown South High School many, many years ago. And it was the first time they were experimenting with dress codes, I guess. They were printed on the back of the tickets. So when people didn't get them, they got them at the door. This one gentleman, the worst one I saw was this old guy who was in a suit. Okay, so like he borrowed his brother's suit.
Okay.
But he didn't fit into his brother's shoes, so he wore his own shoes, which happened to be tennis shoes.
Okay.
And they would not allow him to come into his own daughter's graduation because he had tennis shoes on.
Yeah, the tennis shoes.
So he missed his own. And the worst part was he couldn't even tell his daughter he couldn't come in.
Oh, no.
Because the kids were already in.
So she's looking around for dad going, dad. This is my moment.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah, we had family members that weren't allowed in because one person came directly from work, and so he was wearing jeans and a nice shirt, but he had on his work jeans, and they wouldn't let him in.
Hmm.
But mind you, his wife had on a denim dress. She could come in, but he could not.
So, Truda,
because it was a dress.
Uh-huh. The answer for you tonight is to wear a denim dress. This will be perfect. This solves all of
them. No, I think the answer is I need to wear heels. That's,
Yeah, there you go. Wear heels, you'll be safe.
Perfect.
All right, Cheryl, that's amazing. I did not realize that there were so many dress codes. Somebody on the text line there about Lee Summit Schools.
Yeah, said they'll throw people out. Well, this one is about cheering. Lee Summit Schools will throw people out if they cheer for their kids. People would cheer and then get up and leave. That's your way out.
I'm out. Yes. Woo! See ya.
I love this text. Nobody is allowed to complain about sitting through graduation when we have one this weekend in Arizona. Projected temperature of 101 on a football field with a graduate with the last name starting with W. Hashtag we might die. Whew, that's toasty.
And they have to wear slacks and a blazer and...
But it's a dry heat, right? That's where I'm going next week. We're heading down to the Grand Canyon after school gets out. The text line is lit up. Raytown South, those kids are told ahead of time the dress code, and it's sent out weeks before on the back of the ticket. Yeah. I didn't realize there's so many rules.
Right. We've not had anybody graduate. Daddy's
no.
Second grade, so we've got a long way to face this.
Although we had to do, I mean, we just did preschool graduations, and I thought, man, did we have those as a kid? I don't remember all this. Caps and gowns when you're four going into kindergarten.
Oh, I had that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I don't remember a lot about preschool graduation, but I know somebody in my preschool graduation class, he celebrated by drinking a beer in my backyard.
Wait, what? Hold on.
Your preschool graduation?
Yep, he drank his dad's beer.
The preschool kid did.
Yeah. He did not pass kindergarten.
Wow. Okay.
I'm getting white kid wasted at the preschool graduation. New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits, Chinese food. It's the throwback throwdown for Thursday. A good celebration song for the weekend. You can vote for Shaylee's, which is LFO.
Speaking of white kid wasted.
Songs of white people get turned to is where I think she found this list. You can vote for Joey's, which is Alanis Morissette. Jen is getting ready for that Arizona vacation. And wants Lindsay Buckingham's Holiday Road. National Lampoon's Vacation.
I'm getting hammered this week. This is payback because I've won 4 weeks in a row, and right now I believe I'm in last place.
I feel like you have votes. You have plenty of votes.
You have all the votes.
Don't
put
yourself down.
It's all Brian Truda today, and that's okay because your song is good too.
This is my song, Salt and Pepper's What a Man. Twitter, text, or Facebook comment for your votes. Winner gets played before 9.
Oh, can you imagine sitting through graduation with 900 seniors? I got this
feeling. Citizens? My bones. It goes electric,
wavy when I turn it on. This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
All right, let's go to Blue Springs. We'll talk to Roseanne. Good morning, Roseanne.
Good morning.
What you gonna do if you win $102,000?
Pay bills and go on a much-needed vacation.
Ooh, do you have any places you'd like to go?
Actually, I want to go to Tennessee and just see what it's like over there and maybe take a trip down to Florida.
Perfect. Beautiful mountains.
Just go out, poke around Tennessee a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, there'd be plenty of money to do that. If you're the winner, you are definitely in the running now for $102K in May.
Thank you guys very much.
You're very welcome. Another shot coming up after 9 a.m. today during our commercial-free kickoff.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
KC1021 on Thursday, the 17th of May. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Buddies in the house today, Shaylee, Joey, Jen, Truda.
Do we get to make this announcement now?
Yeah, I guess. Playing the song, it's close enough.
You ready?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's a bit early. Coming to Kansas City, October 4th, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. Tickets are going to go on sale May 24th at 10 a.m. Sting and Shaggy.
So I won Throwback Throwdown a couple weeks ago. I had the Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Oh, that's right.
It was a great song.
Now they're working together, a new island-inspired collaborative album. Good Morning America calls it the mashup everyone is talking about. Sting and Shaggy, October 4th, Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. Again, tickets on sale May 24th, or we've got your first chance to win them.
Well, I kind of like this. You get a beer in my hand, you get a red stripe.
Very summery, very
get
relaxing.
Back on the deck. I like that.
Sounds like a weird combo, but I do like the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was funny because everyone was making guesses last night on the KC102 on Facebook page about who they thought we were going to announce. And I saw some people saying, well, I think it's going to be a newer artist. And somebody else was like, no, I think it's going to be an older artist. And I was like, oh, it's both. You don't know it's both. Sting
but
and
literally
Shaggy.
Everybody and their mom is coming to town this year in a concert. I mean, there's
huge.
So many artists coming to town. You really had to dig deep to find somebody who wasn't yet coming here.
Right, that's true. Yeah, people were like, Elton John. No, already announced that. Jesse McCartney. No, already announced that.
Yeah, already coming.
This yep. one now is announced. Sting and Shaggy. I say we make them work a little bit for this first pair of tickets. You want to go call her 102?
Oh, okay, sure.
Joey, yeah. putting
I mean,
you
Joey's
to work.
Ready to work. Yeah.
Joey, I should ask you, Joey, the producer. You ready to answer the phone 102 times?
Well, I did just fill up my water bottle, so why not?
Perfect.
Yes.
All right, let's do it now. Caller 102. You win the very first pair of tickets to see Sting and Shaggy.
I like how people text us like, no, I'm caller 11 for $102K.
Sorry.
Exercise that dialing finger now.
Imagine being 101.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Just past 8 o'clock on The Show with Jen and Truda for Thursday, May 17th. If you missed our concert announcement a few minutes ago, Sting and Shaggy, October 4th at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. Tickets go on sale May 24th at 10 a.m. We are giving the very first pair to caller 102.
And it is Lisa in KCK. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, it's a good day for you. The very first pair of tickets.
That is amazing. That's so cool.
You made it through. You were caller 102. You're going to be seeing Sting and Shaggy. And I'm going to tell you right now, these tickets are not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Very cheap for you. Free.
Not bad. Lisa, have a great day. Thanks for listening to us. Hang on. Joey's going to get the information from you. This is from the new album. I love this.
We were just saying it's very Corona with a lime.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting on a back deck.
What'd you say? You're gonna drink some beer and take a tumble off the Grand Canyon?
Well, no,
what did you say?
No, I'm so paranoid. So we're leaving for the Grand Canyon next Friday, as soon as the kids are out of school. And I've never been there. And I'm completely freaked out that one of my kids is going to fall into the Grand Canyon because somebody told me they were there not that long ago. And there's not really barriers. There's not really like a fence. And when you've got kids who think it's funny to climb and go, I'm absolutely convinced someone's going to die.
It's a natural landmark. Why do you want it to have a railing?
Yes, something, some sort of, at least keep us back 15 feet.
What did you think was going to happen when you took them to the Grand Canyon? You're literally taking them to a canyon.
Yes, this was not my choice for vacation. My choice
was... It's a hole in the ground,
right,
is what she's saying.
Right. Yes, yeah. This was not my pick. Sometimes when you're married, you have to do a thing called compromise, and that's when I go, yes, honey, the Grand Canyon sounds amazing. Let's do that.
Look, I've been there. It is amazing. It's awesome.
And I'm sure
but
it
don't
is.
Don't expect a guardrail.
From, I have a 7-year-old.
Well, you put her on your back to run a couple weeks ago. You just do that again.
There's no escalator up Mount Everest, okay?
Oh, my God. We're going to die at the Grand Canyon.
Jen's going to have a panic attack before she even
fine.
Gets there.
I'm the clumsiest person around. I hiked a mile and a half down the Grand Canyon. Back up
you
again.
Hiked?
I did.
Can I hold right. on. Can we all just give props to the text line really quickly? 8857 said, caller 102, it wasn't me.
Aww.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
little
right.
Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Caller 102? Huh? You? No.
But it wasn't you.
I did see what you did there. I like it. A Denver-based cannabis marketer and supplier has something special in the works for the royal wedding this Saturday. LeafBuyer.com soon going to offer a cannabis strain called Markle Sparkle. The strain is for medical use to treat things like insomnia and anxiety, which the royal bride-to-be might be feeling. The first batch of Markle Sparkle won't be ready in time to help consumers celebrate the royal wedding, but it will be available at the start of June. YouTube going to launch its music streaming service next week. Company announced yesterday that YouTube Music will go live on May 22nd. The streaming music platform is designed to compete with services such as Spotify and Apple Music. It's a paid tier, going to be called YouTube Music Premium. It will cost $9.99 a month. And a new poll of 3,500 dog owners found many let their pup have a say on their romantic life. 4 out of 5 dog owners say their dog's reaction to a new person in their life is an important factor in determining whether or not they're a match. More so than not wanting kids, being a bad tipper, and having terrible fashion sense. 3 out of 10 dog parents have used their dog to attract a potential partner, and more than 60% say they've been flirted with when walking their dog. Is that why you have Sadie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Pick up girls, right. Me at a gas station with Sadie.
Oh, jeez. Thank you, text line. Same fear, Jen. It's why my kids haven't been to the Grand Canyon or on a cruise. Yes, I will not go on a cruise either. Same reason. I'm not so much worried about them falling over
falling
as I
over.
Am the toilets breaking and us swimming in a pool of pee on a cruise and being
That's
stuck
disgusting.
There. That happens. How many times does it happen? 50 bajillion times a year you see cruises.
Or hello, norovirus.
Yes. We're all going to get sick. We're all going to be swimming in gross toilets that are backed up. I'm not cruising. No.
Can I tell you something very exciting that just happened?
Yes, please.
We posted on our KC1021 Instagram about Sting and Shaggy coming.
Yeah.
And the verified Shaggy just liked my post.
Oh.
Yeah.
MG.
The real one.
So Shaggy real... thought you were an angel.
Right. Mm. Oh, I like that, Joey. Mr. Bombastic.
Mr. Boombastic himself.
It literally says that on his Instagram.
Yeah, it does.
Why wouldn't it, actually?
He's in France right now liking my Instagram.
Please tell me he hits on women by walking up and saying, I'm saying this, just
I'm
this.
Mr. Boombastic.
I guess we're going to find out October 4th.
I'm the only person who does a Shaggy impression.
And oh, really?
Please don't.
Whoa.
No.
No, that was
no.
Good.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
What? Maybe it's because I'm looking at you and you couldn't be farther from Shaggy.
Wow. There's a couple impressions he actually does really well, and
that's not one of them.
No, I think it is.
Mm. No, that was a great Shaggy impression. I'm with you, Jen.
Oh, thank you very much, Doris.
I can't look at you.
Oh, check out the post if you want the info on the show. It's up on the KC1021 Facebook page. Can we get 2 more likes, please? We are 2 likes away from 9,500. Can we just get 2 more likes on Facebook?
Jen's a little OCD. Thank you.
All right, 808, let's do it's a cheap trick now. This is 1021. Buy tickets to my show.
I want you to want me.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Holding me back. KC1021 of the show with Jen and Truda giving you a shot to play for Shawn Mendes tickets right now.
He'll be at Sprint Center Friday, July 19th of 2019. Tickets for that go on sale May 19th. So that's what, Saturday? Yeah.
Yep.
But win them before you can buy them right now. I'm going to play a round of Woman on the Street.
All right, let's start in KC with Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Morning.
How are you doing today?
I am great, thanks. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic.
Doing great.
See if we can win you some Shawn Mendes tickets, all right?
I would love that.
Okay, I asked a third grade girl this question.
What is the Royals' current record? How many wins and how many losses?
Do you think she responded 13 and 30, 43 and 0, or I don't watch the Royals, so I don't know?
I think she said
13 and 30, 43 and 0, or I don't watch the Royals, so I don't know.
Oh,
it's
man.
A third grade girl.
Yeah, I'm going to say she doesn't watch the Royals, unfortunately.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't watch Royals, so I don't know.
Yeah. Does not watch the Royals, doesn't know. So, Christine, hang on the line. You might be getting these tickets.
All right, very good. Let's go to Tina in KC. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
All right, Tina. I asked a fifth grade girl this question.
What is the best part of getting out of grade school and getting into middle school?
Did she say cuter boys, having better lunch, or no homework? Fifth grade girl, did she say cuter boys, having better lunch, or no homework?
Gosh. Let's go with having better lunch.
All right.
Okay.
Having better lunch.
Yes, she did. Looking forward to that sweet, sweet cafeteria food. All right, Tina, you hang on the line.
In over the park, here's Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, how's your Thursday?
It's off to a great start.
All right. We'll see if we can make it better for you.
Okay.
I asked a female adult this question.
Okay, solve the controversy once and for all. Is it Laurel or Yanny?
Did she say Laurel, Yanny, or I have no idea what you're talking about?
She said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Let's see.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You got it. She had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You are also in the running for the Shawn Mendes tickets. I've put all your names on a piece of paper in a bucket, swinging it around.
Is that the winner?
Laurel.
Still sounds like Laurel to me.
Laurel.
But the winner of Shawn Mendes tickets
Laurel.
Is Christine. You were the first one. Christine, you won the tickets for Shawn Mendes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Congratulations. You've got them, and they're not even on sale yet. That show's coming up Friday, July 19th, 2019. You will be there.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy. Thank you. You have made my day.
Yay!
Did you hear Laurel or Yanny?
Well, the first time I heard it, I heard Laurel. And the second time I heard it during the day, I heard Yanny. It was so weird.
It is weird.
I know.
This is so strange. Yes.
It's Laurel. Every time I hear it on the radio, it's Laurel. And then I listen to it on my phone, and it was totally Yanny.
Ooh. I know. I can't figure it out.
So weird.
All right.
Science.
Either way, it doesn't matter. You'll still be at Shawn Mendes, whether it's Laurel or Yanny.
Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome. You hold on for 1 second. We'll get you all hooked up.
One more pair of those we'll give away tomorrow morning at 8:20.
We are so close to announcing Throwback Throwdown winner for today. Final votes over the next 20 minutes or so. Who's it going to be?
You or Shaylee. It's going to be close.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Throwback Throwdown today asks you to pick between four of our songs. New kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me Shaylee's pick from LFO. You can vote for Joey's Alanis Morissette. Her videos were big back in the day. Remember that?
Oh, she was so huge. When we
first got MTV, I remember, because I think we didn't get it till Jagged Little Pill, and I always saw Alanis' videos. It was awesome.
Yeah, the one where she was in the car, she was all four people in the car.
Yep, that was the one I saw every single time I turned on MTV.
And I'm so old, I remember her from You Can't Do That on television.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes.
A super great, fantastic TV show that you should look up on YouTube and watch.
Best. Especially seeing Alanis Morissette as a kid. It's pretty awesome.
Yes.
They had Alistair on that show. Remember that?
Oh, I loved Alistair.
Don't say you don't know. I will know. You can vote for Jen's clip as she's ready to go on vacation.
Getting our road trip playlist ready. That's number one on the list as we head out.
Or as Natalie says, it's Jen letting somebody else win this week.
Oh, whatever. I've won 4 weeks in a row. I'm like, you know what? All right. I'll just pick one of my vacation songs.
Really?
I'll take
it
a step back. I'm not going to win with her mic. I can't win with Lindsey Buckingham. Not with our crowd. That's okay. I love this song.
I don't know what crowd you want to win with that on. We'll find you one, though. Or you can vote for Mike's song. Salt and Pepper. Joey, can we do John Mulaney's Salt and Pepper bit?
Ooh.
John Mulaney from SNL. He said his favorite person introducing a band on SNL was Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh.
When he came out and said Salt and Pepper, as if Pepper was like some big surprise.
I was actually hoping you were gonna like get that clip.
Well, I may if I win. We'll play that if I win. Yes.
All right.
And they're coming to Topeka, is that right?
They're coming to the Topeka Expo Center, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, there we are. Oh, is that my cue?
That's for you.
No, Danielle texted me. She said Fergie was also on that show. No, Fergie was on Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, different show.
Yeah.
Also a good one.
Awesome. And she was on The Peanuts.
Love that. They sang this song on it. We climb
and climb. I love this song. And at the top.
Why didn't I choose this for throwback?
What is happening?
They sing this on Kids Incorporated.
All of my childhood is flooding back right now. I'm going to Wyandotte Swim Club. That's it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays today from Full and Fuller House, actor and comedian Bob Saget is 62. New Kids on the Block singer Jordan Knight is 48.
Oh,
and, yes, they did. Vote for this one. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, also a member of the group Escape, singer Candy Burris is 42. Escape is coming to Sprint Center. They're going to be here along with Belle Biv DeVoe and SWV. That show is July 5th. We will be giving away tickets to that. Just keep listening for your chance to win those. Chrissy Teigen has another baby with her husband, singer John Legend. She announced the birth on Twitter, saying, "Somebody's here," with some super cute baby bottle emojis. She shared she was pregnant back in November after undergoing a frozen embryo transfer. The newborn is a boy, joining his 2-year-old big sister, Luna. Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, was a guest on her show yesterday, and she took responsibility for leaving several A-list celebrities off the guest list for Ellen's recent big ol' birthday party.
While I was doing all of this, I also was planning her birthday, and I need to say this on the air. So it was up to me to do the guest list, and I may have left a couple of very important people off of the guest. It's my fault.
Good.
That's what I want to say.
Thank you.
Sorry, Jane Fonda.
Yeah. There were a couple of people that were so mad.
My idol, and I forgot her, Heidi Klum, you make the best swimsuits ever. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I know. Mario. There are a lot of people that are coming up to me going, I heard your birthday party was good. And I'm like,
not her fault.
She did it. She
my
did
fault.
It. I didn't know.
This explains a lot because we were all like, hey, come on, Ellen. And now I realize we got left off.
Right.
I mean, we were in the Heidi Klum, Jane Fonda crowd.
We
simply got left off the list. And we made the big announcement about an hour ago. Concert coming to Kansas City. Sting and Shaggy, October 4th at Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland. Tickets for that go on sale May 24th. You can get all the details on the KC1021 Facebook page or on Twitter at KC102 Radio. Thank you to Shaggy himself, Mr. Boombastic, who already retweeted us and posted on his Instagram and shared all of our posts.
And he liked our post.
Jim. It's my pleasure.
Thank you, Shaggy, Mr. Boombastic. That's your entertainment.
I don't know what else do I have going on tonight? Laying back in the cool breeze of France.
It's starting to turn into Kermit the Frog a little bit.
Is it really?
It's going a little Kermit-y.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was better last hour.
Yeah, my voice changed, you know. It's the blah, 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 blah.
It's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
All right. The votes have been tabulated. We have looked at Facebook, Twitter, text. And coming up next, we will reveal all in today's Throwback Throwdown who will be the winner and play their song in their entirety as well right before 9 a.m. Will it be me? Will it be one of you?
I think it's Shaylee or Brian.
As long as it's not Jen, we're good.
No, I think I'm solidly not winning with my Lindsey Buckingham.
All right, we'll find out.
Even though it's the best song.
What?
Baby, he don't talk sweet.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Denise Williams, let's hear it for the boy. It's a great throwback in its own right.
Whoever scheduled our music this morning, well done.
Only if she voted for me, then she did a good job.
Killing it this morning.
8:58 now, as we come up on 9 a.m. on Thursday. You know the drill. It is that time to announce the Throwback Throwdown winner. We do it every Thursday. 4 different songs picked by each cast member of the show. You vote, and we play the winning one in its entirety.
And because Joey's the only person on the show we can actually trust, we let him do all the counting. He is in charge, adds up all the votes. Joey, let's start with fourth place.
Well, I get to do math. That's always fun.
Right, well, he's also the only one that can do that.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
also true.
All right, fourth place. How slow do you want me to do this?
Well, we might need to speed it up today.
All right. Fourth place will be Alanis Morissette, Hand in My Pocket.
Aww.
Oh, Joey.
I thought that was a good pick.
Yeah,
I did too. I love that song. Third place, LFO, Summer Girls.
Oh, what? Jen beat
me? Are you serious?
I am serious.
Wow, I had that one loaded to possibly play here.
Second place, Holiday Road, Lindsey Buckingham. The streak is over.
Man.
Dethroned after four weeks. Brian Truda going from you were last place last week
for like the last 10 weeks.
Yeah. So Brian finally pulls a solid with a win.
Yes. All
what
right.
a man.
This is a good song.
Do you have the John Mulaney clip?
I do. Check this out. Yep.
My favorite host ever introducing a musical guest was this, all right? The host was Sir Patrick Stewart, okay? Yeah, the great Sir Patrick Stewart. And this is how he introduced the musical guest, all right? He went, ladies and gentlemen, salt and pepper! Like he was surprised by pepper. Like minutes before, they'd been like, Sir Patrick, we can't find pepper anywhere. And he was like, if we must go on with salt alone, we will go on with salt alone. And they're like, 3, 2, 1, and pepper bursts through the door. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, salt, and watch this!
My win today. Thank you to the voters, to the Academy.
Oh, jeez.
I want to thank my family.
And most importantly, salt and pepper.
True, yes. What a win. Enjoy it, folks. Your Throwback Throwdown for Thursday.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102,000.
Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
I'm actually on my way to a zoo field trip with my son's fifth grade class.
Oh, how fun.
Yep. I'm excited. I'm one of the parents so far.
I think
around the zoo.
Those are the best conversations to listen to. Those kids on a field trip is the best. Well, good luck with that. hopefully, we can provide a way for you to relax because you could be taking home $102,000.
That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Tony's going to play 102K in May.
A couple more chances for you today to become a finalist. Listen to Jackie Lucky between 1 and 2. And then tonight on your drive home, Natalie Rush will have a chance for you between 5 and 6.
To make hay, maybe we can rhyme every day.
All day.
All right, that's enough. Are we done for today?
That's it.
Okay. We'll
Jackie,
see you tomorrow.
On our way in next.
Yeah.
Take you commercial free through the next couple of hours to help get you up to that lunch hour.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.